week?
What about having them now?
Okay, good.
First of all, after 3 weeks, we have four.
Hallelujah.
Also, we got the tree removed that fell, and plus all the other limbs that had fallen, and we got the dead cedar cut in front of the park. So.
Wow. You guys have been busy.
Oh, yeah.
Donnie said he's tired. Are you tired?
I am.
Don and his gopher.
Don and the gopher are worn out.
Yeah.
And thanks to Tina and Tyler for the welding of the cap.
Oh.
All the people we dealt with, and I want to thank Tina. Tyler came and they welded that casing shut and saved us all.
They're pretty handy.
He said, I can be there in 30 minutes. I said, no way. I've got to go up there. And I said, maybe about a little bit longer than that. I said, yeah. I wasn't quite sure with everything he got there, but nevertheless, they took care of
So those of you who haven't know exactly what took place. Donnie said it's been a long month, and it has. A tornado came through and touched down, tore up a tree, knocked the well pump house over, and knocked the thing out, so we didn't have water for a couple weeks. And so the trustees, along with the financial committee, decided to get hooked up to the city water, and which was great, but that was a challenge too. And then they had to come and cap off the well, the old well, and just a lot of things took place. And then when the plumber came to hook us up with city water, he cut the phone lines with the ditch witch.
But it wasn't his fault.
No.
It wasn't Mark.
Right.
And they paid
So. Thank God for all the different gifts and graces that's available to us, and we thank you for that. Thank you for reminding me of the announcement. I was going to get to that, but I didn't know when.